This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Traces of the bacteria that cause anthrax have been found in an office building that processes mail for the House of Representatives. The bacteria were found on a bundling machine that handles mail for the Longworth House office building, where House Speaker Dennis Hastert and House Democratic Leader Richard Gephardt have offices. Until now, evidence of the bacteria had been confined to Senate office buildings. Earlier this week, anthrax spores were found in a letter sent to the office of Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. NPR's Snigdha Prakash has more.
It's a measure of the times, perhaps, that Lieutenant Dan Nichols almost downplayed his announcement of the anthrax discovery. Nichols, a spokesman for the U.S. Capitol Police, said the finding was not unexpected.
We've been trailing the mail through the Capitol complex now for quite some time. We're going to continue to investigate this further and see where this situation leads us.
Speaker Hastert and Minority Leader Gephardt issued a statement saying that authorities don't know whether another letter bearing anthrax spores was delivered. Mail delivery has been suspended for much of this week while authorities methodically test House and Senate office buildings for the bacteria. Again, Lieutenant Nichols.
We don't know if there's another letter, and it's something we're looking into, or if this is a possibility of cross-contamination with a letter that was received by Senator Daschle. What we have to do is let the environmental experts continue their investigation and come to a conclusion as to what this means.
Until now, that testing appears largely to have retraced the steps of the anthrax-laced letter sent to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Authorities have tested the Hart building, where an aide to Daschle opened the letter. They've tested the Dirksen building, where mail sent to senators is sorted. And they've tested an off-site facility, where the mail to the Senate and the House is first delivered. So far, they've found traces of anthrax spores at the Hart and Dirksen buildings. Some 4,000 people have also been tested for exposure to the spores since the Daschle letter was opened. 28 have tested positive. They're taking a 60-day course of antibiotics, as are others who may have been close enough to the affected letter to be at risk. The Capitol's physician, Dr. John Isold, said only workers in the mailroom of the Ford House office building, where the latest spores were discovered, will be tested and given antibiotics to prevent the onset of symptoms in case they've been exposed to the spores.
There are no recommendations at the present time to expand the testing beyond the mailroom at the Ford building. There will be ongoing environmental testing in all of the buildings. And further recommendations about testing will depend upon findings there.
Isold couldn't say today how many people would be tested or given antibiotics as a result of the latest discovery. It's not clear whether the environmental testing will be complete by the time lawmakers return to work next week. Dan Nichols of the U.S. Capitol Police said House and Senate leaders would have to decide.
As it stands right now, the goal is for the Senate to come back on Monday and for the House to come back on Tuesday. Now, we'll have to evaluate further to see if this changes that balance or not.
House leaders have taken a lot of flack this week for closing down while that testing took place. This latest discovery may force them again to struggle with the balance between panic and prudence. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.